Vishmim Sivov. Also the Shamish Tosim Sneikol Odom Imuneya. When it's prohibited to have marital relations with another person who's awake in the room, I feel like they have some mechitza, so even a mechitza of 10 tefachim doesn't help. It has to be in a different room. It's a baby that doesn't know how to talk yet. It's permitted. Also, the Shalom Torah actually have a fun mechitza. There's a Sefer Torah in the room, or others from that are in a scroll form. If not, a mishamsh in the room, unless there's a mechitza between them, it's not enough just to have a curtain, because the curtain is not held tight. Shabru brings along in the front, it says that if the mechitza has holes in it, it's also awesome. Brings from some Macharenim though, the Na'a Shalom and the Tzevi Shulayim and say, as long as it's in the Chitza, one can rely on the fact that it's in the Chitza. But the Chitza, you should cover up the holes. You shouldn't rely on the Chitza when there's a Sefer Torah in the room, unless there's no other way to put the Sefer Torah. But if you could put it in a completely different room, that is preferable. Yeshu Tfilin, if he has tefillin in the room that he wants in Mishamish Mitosa, or his farm, other's farm. Query for Gemara, also actually Yitnein, Bekaliva Tefli. The tefillin of his other's farm have to be in a double kli. We should all use Shemim Yukhuda. It has to be that the second one is not a kli that's specific for this, specifically for the tefillin, because if they have a bunch of coverings that specifically for the tefillin, they don't work. Aval and Mum, Yukhulem, Afilim Meya, Chat Hashifi, Ben Pirsh. Here's Talus, Agave, Agas, Goshen, Kalim, Tokli. If you have a box that has sperm in it and you put some garment to cover up the box, even though it's not covering the entire box, as long as it covers the top part of the box that's open, it's good enough.